John?
We were talking to Matt earlier today, and he said he thought that he forced some throws in that game. Just, you know, why do you think that is, and are you kind of seeing the same thing?
Well, I think every game a quarterback has throws that he wants to have back, and I don't think that this game was any different than most games that they play. Unfortunately, we had way too many turnovers, and each one has a different set of circumstances in terms of how the play was played out. So, you know, we can't turn the ball over, obviously. 8 times in the last 2 games, doesn't matter what level of football you're playing, you're not going to win games when you do that.
Liked what you saw the guys that came back to practice today?
And who are you talking about?
Roddy, Steven, Sean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. Roddy was a limited participant in practice today, which was good. He got some very limited snaps on Friday at a much more snaps in this practice. Sean is still on designated to return. We can bring him back. We've got 21 days to make a decision. He's on track to be back for the Tampa Bay game. We need to make sure that we get him in football condition. So he did a number of snaps with us and then did some running on the side. But we're certainly hopeful, barring any setbacks, that he'll be ready to go. And, of course, Steven completed the ball game, had no issues, and had another good day today.
Sherman and Thomas, would you say about the best 1-2 punch for DBs in the league playing right now?
Well, they're both leading the league, tied for the league in interceptions. One plays the corner position, one plays the safety. Statistically, right now, they are the best. They're doing a very good job of taking the ball away when opportunities arise. They've been able to make their plays. Sherman is a big, strong, athletic corner that likes to get up and press. Thomas is a very rangy, athletic safety that has a very good nose for the football.
Coach, what's the difference in this team you're playing on Sunday from the previous year?
Oh, gosh. Well, their quarterback's a year older. He's playing outstanding. He has 15 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. He's doing an outstanding job extending plays, so he's a year older. I think that they've added some playmakers on their defensive front. Cliff Averill is one that comes to mind. And then the guy that came from Tampa, 72, Bennett, yep. Both of those guys, they have 10 sacks between them. They're not... they're not the starters, so it tells you they have a great rotation up front.
Do you expect Roddy to be active?
Do I expect Roddy to be active? Again, we're going to have to wait and see how the week plays out. Last week he got very limited opportunities to practice. It's great to have him participating in practice on Wednesday. That's not happened since prior to the Baltimore preseason game, so we'll get an opportunity to see how he takes the workload today, and hopefully we'll be able to increase it tomorrow.
Coach, I got to ask this question and answer it if you want to or not. The situation in Miami, how does your locker room, I guess, equal out? I mean, I know you guys look for certain things, and this type of thing probably would not happen here, but how important is it to have a good locker room for support of players?
Again, I'm not going to comment about the Miami situation. What's going on in Miami is something that I don't concern myself with. I can tell you this, we've built this team around respect, and you respect everybody in the locker room and you respect everybody within the building, anyone that you come in contact. You know, that's been a tenet from day one in this organization.